Good people, all pray lend an ear to this my song that's strange and true, wherein I briefly shall declare the full relation here to you. If any misers you do know that hoards up corn to starving poor, if that these lines you to them show, 'twill make them sure bring out their store. In Norfolk did this chance befall, at Boughton where this man did dwell, and good man Inglebred they do him call, who had a great store of corn to sell. But he has many thousands more, without any remorse or pity, was fully resolved to keep his store, to bring a dearth in town and city. He been at market on a day, at Lynn, a place that's known full well, and riding home upon the way, he had a customer from hell. The devil did him overtake, and habit being very brave, who did a bargain with him make, and half a crown's in earnest gave. The price was very great they made, and barley that must be the grains. 8 shillings a bushel must be paid, being well contented with such gains. And likewise the devil and he agreed, likewise the time to fetch the same. The miser hied him home with speed, for to provide against he came. When he came home he was full glad, and to his wife he did unfold what bargain and what price he had, likewise what quantity he sold. With that his wife made this reply, as by his servants it was told, none but the devil would give so high a price, quoth she, as you have sold. To thrashing straight he set his men, to make it ready against the day. And the devil was as ready then, against the time to fetch away. The day being come, the devil brought his furniture to take these stores with horse and cart, as to their thought, the man he straight threw open he doors. To measuring straight his barley out, this man begun with all his speed. With that the devil made a rout, and of his bargain soon was freed. The devil vanished straight away, such storms and winds ne'er heard before, no people there about stir stay, and barns in pieces all he tore. His barns and corn, it all was spoiled, and all the country round likewise. Had all their houses then untilled, such winds they ne'er saw from east skies. This farmer fell distracted straight, he cannot take no rest nor sleep, and Christ the devil doth for him wait, his bargain he must with him keep. All you that hoard and buy up corn, and keeps it up to make it dear, although you long have been forborne, there's rods and piss for you I hear. Your villainy now is brought about, and paid for dear, you will ere long your stores you will be made bring out, you shall not do the poor such wrong. The Lord, I hope, will hear the cries of thousands which are in distress, of gallant hearts that daily lies still hoping yet have no redress. The Lord preserve our King and bless him from the treacherous hands of those that are his enemies yet profess they love him yet prove secret foes. The Queen God sent her safe to land, and all the progeny preserve. Likewise for those that faithful stand, and from him yet did never swerve. My prayer shall daily be for those, with many thousands more beside, but such I take his chiefest foes, that's given to covetousness and pride. For you that deals in corn and grain, to whom these lines in chief belong, beware of such unlawful gain, where none but poor doth bury wrong. So to conclude and make an end, for peace and plenty let us pray, that God may stand, ye poor man's friend, for we poor are now the rich man's prey.